This is the old, old Good Morning Man, Kermit Edney, with program 63 of the 260 chapter series, dealing with the happenings and the people who made things happen during the HKP years dating back 50 years. In the style of the great Frank L. Fitzsimmons series, we simply call it Where Fitz Left Off. Yesterday, we were telling you about Hendersonville's first professional baseball team, the Hendersonville Skylarks, and their first season in 1948. Today, we'll talk about that next year. Yesterday, I mentioned that meeting that was held in the studios of WJIR in Lenoir, and other meetings were held in Morganton, WMNC. And so when the season opened, we had a radio network where each station would originate all home games, and the broadcast would then be carried on the station of the visiting team. That was pretty heady stuff for this little old kid at HKP, just in his second year of broadcasting. And suddenly to be heard in Marion, Morganton, Forest City, Shelby, Lincolnton, Newton, Conover, and Lenoir. And we had so much faith and spirit for this new professional baseball team, we knew the Hendersonville Skylarks would take the league title. Unfortunately, the team ended up in the cellar. And that was tragic for Teely Osborne. His two partners, Judson Minyard from Anderson, South Carolina, and the Petersons from over in Asheville, wanted out. The losses in 1948 were humongous. But Teely Osborne still believed the team could survive, so he bought the partners out and became the sole owner. And he replaced Charlie Mundy with Rube Wilson as manager. And a few of the first-year players did return, Joe Plick, Burhead Witten. But as the Skylarks began that second season, there was a sea of new faces. There was Mal Stevens, Tommy Bigby from Columbia, Gus Konogelakis, and in later years he'd play semi-pro softball. There was Roy Lamb, Bruce Reynolds. And though he didn't play for the Skylarks, there was a Henderson County boy who got his start in that old Class D league. He played for the Rutherfordton Owls. His name was Odell Griffin, a left-hander who had gone to school at Edneyville. Odell was good enough to advance out of the old Class D league and move on up to the majors. Odell is one of those Griffins I mentioned in an earlier program as educators. Odell was principal at West, a brother Brown over at Clyde. Woody was principal at Lee Edwards and would become superintendent of the Asheville City Schools. We'd mentioned shortcomings faced by that team in its first 2 years. They played at the fairgrounds where the grandstands were designed for stock car racing. There were no stands along the baselines, and the field was never in premium condition. In 1948 and 49, television had exploded on the scene, with reception here from Channel 3 in Charlotte and later 4 in Greenville, so the Skylarks were now competing against televised Major League Baseball. Plus, in those years, the industrial plants of Western North Carolina had their own semi-pro softball league, and Berkeley's team was more professional than semi. It was a fantastic team. Plus, Berkeley had a genuine bona fide baseball park. And many of their players were actually better known to local sports fans than were the players for the Skylarks and the other teams in the Class D League. As Tom Osborne and I were reliving those moments of glory of the only professional baseball team ever to play in Hendersonville, the Skylarks, not only ending up in the cellar of the league in 48, wild hopes to the contrary, the new manager, Rube Wilson, didn't bring any miracles with him, and the Skylarks fared no better in 49. I interrupted, "Tom, didn't your dad lose a good deal of money on this baseball venture?" "A ton of money," he said. "I was just a school kid back then, but if there was ever any mention of the Skylarks or the money it was taking to keep the team afloat," he said, "Mom would stop the conversation at once, saying, 'I don't want to hear another word about it.'" Somehow, Teely did finally find a buyer in the Gastonia area, and the team was moved there for the 1950 season. Things were not really rosy for any of the teams in that old Class D league. I don't know when it finally folded, but it wasn't too long after the Skylarks left Hendersonville. And Gastonia kept on trying. After the Skylarks, they secured a franchise in a bigger league. But I remember reading a couple of years ago they had sold that franchise to a group in Hickory headed by Dean Proctor, and that team was now known as the Hickory Mudcats. Additional memories of this seventh child of a seventh child, lucky enough to have been born here, the good sense never to leave him with a job he's loved all of his life. Sursum corda as we approach the next 50 years.